This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. The Cleveland Browns open their season at home this weekend against the Pittsburgh Steelers. After failing to win a single game last season, the Browns are heading into this season hoping for a fresh start with two new quarterbacks. Our sports commentator Terry Pluto joins me. And Terry, has new general manager John Dorsey put together a team that can win at least a few games this season?
Browns fans often say it can't get any worse. And of course, it's a dangerous thing to say if you're a Browns fan because it could always get worse. When they were 3-13, they can't get any worse, and they went 1-15. And when you're 1-15, well, how much worse can it get? Actually, there's one answer, 0-16. Mm-hmm. All right, so finally, 2018 comes along, and you could say it can't get any worse, and you would be?
You'd be right.
Finally, because unless the team moves again.
I mean, you can't win any less games.
Yeah, I mean, when you're at zero,
yeah.
This is not like Premier League soccer, mm-hmm. where if you have another bad year, they kick you out of the major division into the minors.
Sure.
So you're guaranteed of staying in the NFL, and you're guaranteed of 16 games. So you go, all right, that's sort of the snarky version of the Browns.
Sure, sure.
So as usual, it's opening day, and what do the Browns have? What's new?
They've got another new starting quarterback for the opener, right? The last five seasons.
Yes, this is Tyrod
Taylor.
Somebody
different.
All right, now this is where John Dorsey went back to his formula in Kansas City. He brought in there a guy named Alex Smith, who was a solid quarterback, don't throw the ball to the other team, play smart, strong guy in terms of morals and leadership and all that. Brings in Tyrod Taylor, same thing. Tyrod was in Buffalo last few years, 22-20 record in Buffalo. Now, they had not been to the playoffs in 18 years. He led them to the playoffs last year. And I think it's significant, one, that he played in Buffalo because mm-hmm. what's the weather like there?
It is pretty bad.
I mean, people in Buffalo come to Cleveland for summer for vacation to get warmer.
Yeah.
So he's used to that. Secondly, he's used to being on a team where they say same old Bills, like same old Browns.
Sure.
You know, losing, all that kind of stuff. This is what Dorsey wanted, basically an adult to be leading his team, because the year before, it wasn't DeShone Kizer's fault, but he was only 21 years old. He had played mm-hmm. 2 years at Notre Dame. And the Browns, I'm not going to get into all the numbers, but they had historically awful quarterback play. Not bad, not terrible, historically awful. The Browns threw 6 interceptions in the red zone last year. 6, by far the most in the NFL. Tyrod Taylor overall last year threw 4 interceptions. I mean, right there you go, okay, if you stop throwing the ball to the other team, you're going to win a few games. So, I mean, that's why they brought him in. And then secondly, who did they draft, the Browns?
They drafted another quarterback, number one pick, Baker Mayfield. Not a very huge guy. I think
he's
6 foot as well.
John Dorsey's put his signature on this one because there was a lot of debate who was the best quarterback. Frankly, I didn't like the pick of Mayfield. I will say this, watching him, especially his progression from spring practices to now, he really has come a long way. I think he's got a chance to be pretty good. I'm not saying great, but pretty good. But here's the greatest thing. He mm-hmm. doesn't have to play day one.
Yeah, we've got the journeyman, Tyrod Taylor, who's a serviceable quarterback following this John Dorsey playbook, right?
Yeah, and then we could put him in whenever you need him. And here's the other thing. What the Browns have done over the years is ruin rookie quarterbacks by playing them right away. Initially, when the franchise came back in 1999, they had a plan similar to this. They had a guy named Ty Detmer. But what happened is at halftime, he was playing so poorly against the Steelers, the coach, Chris Palmer, said, well, forget this, and put in Tim Couch, who then took a beating the rest of that year and took a beating his whole career. And by the time he was 26 years old, he couldn't play anymore. By the way, Tim Couch's last 2 years in the NFL, he had a 15-15 record as a starter with the Browns, but he had so much physically wrong with him, he couldn't play.
So do you think with Tyrod Taylor starting out the season, Baker Mayfield maybe coming on and learning at a curve that is more appropriate for a rookie, do you think the Browns are going to win, I don't know, 4 games this season?
That's realistic, 4-5. I'm somewhere around 5. Because remember, you're at 0.
Yeah, a 5-game jump year to year is amazing.
Mark, if you go to 5, you will have won more games than the last 3 years combined. They were 4-44.
Thanks, Terry.
You're welcome, Mark.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.